Afrique et les dernières nouvelles, c'est sur VOA Afrique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 46 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 46 de English USA. Dans cette prochaine leçon, Martin Lerner se joint à un groupe de journalistes étrangers en visite à Washington, D.C. Ils sont dans un autobus de touristes et ils discutent de ce qu'ils voient. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions sur des endroits connus et des quartiers. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Un peu de vocabulaire. Vous êtes dans un autobus de touristes à Washington. Les premières questions qui vont vous sortir de la bouche. What's that? Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? What's that place? What kind of place is that? Quel genre d'endroit c'est? Qu'est-ce cet endroit?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm happy to see all of you this morning. Did you sleep well? Have you met Melvin? Melvin is our driver this morning. He knows Washington very well. He's going to show us his neighborhood.
Are we going to see the White House?
Of course. We're going to show you many places. Then you tell us places to visit. Okay? Let's go, Melvin. We are beside the mall. The mall is this green area.
Is it a park?
Yes, it is. It's green grass and trees. Look straight ahead. That's the Capitol building. The mall goes from the Capitol building to the Lincoln Memorial. The Lincoln Memorial is behind us. We're going to visit that later.
What is this area called?
It's Capitol Hill. That's the Capitol building. Look behind. We are on a low hill. It's Capitol Hill.
Are these government buildings?
Some are government buildings. That's the Library of Congress. Most of the small buildings are homes. See the buildings on the right? Those are private homes.
Are there any businesses?
Yes, Capitol Hill has a few businesses. It has many houses and apartments, too. Here, see the nice restaurants and small shops?
Are we going to have any food?
We're going to stop for morning coffee at Union Station.
What's that? What's Union Station?
It's a train station. It was renovated a few years ago. Now it's all new. It has several movies, many interesting shops, good places to eat.
Does it have any trains?
Yes, it does. Okay, now. Look, this is the stadium. You can see football games here.
Do African-American people live here?
Of course. All kinds of people live on Capitol Hill. Look at the people on the street. Asian-Americans, African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans. All kinds of Americans live here.
Are the people rich?
Some of the people are rich. Some of them are poor.
Do government people live here?
What do you mean, government people?
People in Congress?
Some congressmen and congresswomen live on Capitol Hill, but they live other places, too.
Is Capitol Hill part of Washington?
Yes, it's only one small area.
Écoutez comment Martin Lerner décrit le quartier de Capitol Hill.
We are on a low hill. It's Capitol Hill. Some buildings are government buildings. That's the Library of Congress. Most of the small buildings are homes. See the buildings on the right? Those are private homes. Capitol Hill has some businesses. It has many houses and apartments, too. Here, see the nice restaurants and small shops?
Quand nous voulions une réponse à quelque chose que l'on voit, que cela soit un endroit ou un bâtiment, on demande, what's that? Bien sûr, c'est une abréviation de what is that? What's that? Et pour un endroit particulier, what kind of place is that? Quel genre d'endroit c'est? C'est quoi comme endroit?
What kind of place is that?
That's a park.
Maintenant, à vous de demander à Martin Lerner la question. What kind of place is that? Il vous répondra. Donc, vous vous placez devant votre radio et vous demandez cette question à haute voix. C'est une façon de pratiquer l'anglais. Allez-y.
That's a school. Those are school buildings. That's a business area. Those are small businesses. That's a residential area. Those are private homes. That's a hospital.
Exerçons-nous un tout petit peu. Tout d'abord, il vaudrait mieux que vous pensiez à votre propre quartier, your own neighborhood. Parce que Washington, c'est bien intéressant, mais pour vous, de loin, c'est peut-être un peu trop difficile pour vous de concevoir tous ces quartiers, tous ces bâtiments, business buildings, private homes. Donc, nous allons voyager chez vous, dans votre propre quartier. Qu'il soit petit, grand, que ce soit un village, que ce soit la cité. Votre quartier a certaines choses, bien sûr, parfois uniques en eux-mêmes, mais aussi certaines choses qui valent pour tous les quartiers. Donc, je vais essayer de deviner avec vous l'aspect de votre quartier. What kind of neighborhood do you have? Quel genre de quartier avez-vous? Or what kind of neighborhood do you live in? Dans quel genre de quartier habitez-vous? What kind of places does it have? Quel genre d'endroit y a-t-il dans ce quartier? What kind of places does it have? Does it have a school? Est-ce qu'il a une école, votre quartier? Does it have a business area? Est-ce qu'il a un quartier d'affaires? Ou une région d'affaires? Does it have a business area? Does it have a hospital? Est-ce qu'il y a un hôpital? Does it have government buildings? Est-ce qu'il y a des bâtiments gouvernementaux? Does it have private homes? What does it have? What does your neighborhood have? You tell me. Dites-le-moi. Moi, je vais prétendre d'être vous. Et je vais répondre à quelques questions. My neighborhood has a business area. Il y a un petit quartier d'affaires. With shops, avec des magasins. With restaurants, avec des restaurants. And buildings. It has a major hospital. Il y a un grand hôpital. It has many elementary schools. Il y a beaucoup d'écoles primaires. It has three universities. Il y a trois universités. So my neighborhood has private homes. It has a business area. It has a residential area with private homes. There are some shops and restaurants. There are many elementary schools. There are three universities. What about your neighborhood? Can you describe your neighborhood? Allez-y. Does it have a university? Does it have a hospital? Does it have private homes? Does it have churches? Des églises. Churches. Does it have banks? Des banques. Donc, il y a tout un vocabulaire qui va avec un quartier. Private homes, des maisons privées. Business buildings, des bâtiments d'affaires. Shops, restaurants. Hospitals, schools. Universities. Churches. À vous de décrire votre ville, votre village ou votre quartier. C'était la première partie de cette leçon numéro 46. That was the first part of lesson number 46. In a few minutes, dans quelques minutes, nous retrouverons Martin Lerner à Washington avec des touristes, découvrant des endroits, des bâtiments différents, buildings, and different places. So stay with us, restez avec nous. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Un grand merci à tous ceux qui m'ont écrit. Malheureusement, il n'y a pas encore de matériaux écrits ni de cassettes à vous envoyer. Pour ceux qui en ont la possibilité, enregistrez ces émissions sur cassette. Autrement, restez au rendez-vous aussi régulièrement que possible. Bonne chance, good luck. Pour ceux qui désireraient une réponse de ma part par écrit, je ne peux vous répondre qu'à l'antenne. Alors je remercie Monsieur Kabulo Fumbwari Lele Augustin du quartier Mososo, zone Lemet Kinshasa 1 Zaïre. Je répète, Monsieur Kabulo Fumbwari Lele Augustin, merci. Monsieur Soule Oumaou Diallo chez Madame Mariama Adamou de Niamey au Niger. Monsieur Soule Oumaou Diallo et Monsieur Ividi Charles chez Ngadi Bernard de Pointe-Noire. Monsieur Ividi Charles, merci. De nouveau avec Martin Lerner, avec ses amis touristes à Washington, pour cette seconde partie de la leçon numéro 46. Welcome to part 2 of lesson number 46.
Melvin, are we going to your home?
We're going to my neighborhood.
Is it near?
Not too far. It's over there.
Is it a new neighborhood?
No, it's very old.
Where are you from?
I'm from Kenya.
Do you like Washington?
Yes, I do. I have friends here. I visited them 2 years ago.
Are you a television reporter?
Yes, I am. I report the news at night. Where are we going now?
We're going to Melvin's neighborhood.
We're here now. This is my neighborhood. This is the business area. That's a nice park on the right.
It's beautiful.
It's very nice in the evening. This long street has many small businesses.
What kind of buildings are those?
Those are apartment buildings.
They're small.
They're not very big. We don't have tall buildings in my neighborhood.
Where do you live, Melvin?
Just around the corner. See that old stone building? It's a bank. I'm going to turn there. I live down that street.
Do white people live here?
Not many. Okay, do you see that blue house? That's my house.
It's very nice. I like the color.
Thanks.
Thanks, Melvin. Let's go to Georgetown.
Okay, I'm going to drive along the river.
Good. That's very beautiful. Hi, you're from...
Thailand. I'm from Bangkok.
We met last year.
Yes, I came to study. I visited the Voice of America.
That's right. You're a radio journalist.
Yes, I am.
Look, everybody, that's Georgetown.
On that big hill.
That's not very big.
Yes, the taller buildings are Georgetown University. Can you see the church? That area is the university.
I can see houses and apartments.
Yes, there are many beautiful old houses in Georgetown.
Is it very old?
It's the oldest part of Washington.
Do congressmen and congresswomen live here?
Some do. President Kennedy had a home here. Many wealthy people live here.
Remarquez que l'on peut créer une image d'un endroit en parlant de ce qu'il y a dans cet endroit même. Par exemple, le quartier de Georgetown. Martin Lerner décrit les bâtiments et les maisons qui y sont, et même les gens qui y habitent. Écoutez ces phrases descriptives à propos de Georgetown.
There are many beautiful old houses in Georgetown. It's very old. It's the oldest part of Washington. Some congressmen and congresswomen live in Georgetown. Many wealthy people live here.
Pouvez-vous décrire votre quartier? Essayez. Vous répondrez aux questions de Martin Lerner. Il vous aidera.
Is your neighborhood old? Does your neighborhood have a school? Does your city have a university? Is the city large or small?
Georgetown is very interesting.
I like Melvin's neighborhood. It's lively and busy.
We're not wealthy.
I'm not wealthy either.
What do you want to see now?
I want to see the Lincoln
the Capitol,
Memorial.
The White House.
Let's see the cathedral.
Smithsonian.
Maintenant, passons à la description même des bâtiments. Are there any old buildings? Y a-t-il des vieux bâtiments? Are there any new buildings? Is your neighborhood large? Votre quartier est-il grand? Is your neighborhood large? Is your neighborhood small? Do you have wealthy people? Avez-vous des gens riches? Do you have wealthy people? Are there any poor people? Y a-t-il des gens pauvres? Is it near a major city? Est-ce que c'est tout proche d'une grande ville? Is it near a major city? Is it far from the city? Is it a new neighborhood? Is it an old neighborhood? Tell me, it's your turn. Et voilà qui termine cette leçon numéro 46 de English USA.
It's over for this lesson, number 46. J'espère que vous avez appris un peu comment décrire un quartier. I hope you've learned to describe your neighborhood. Try to practice with your friends. Until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Vous écoutez VOA Afrique.
Making all day under it. Now we dey calculate, you dey de speculate. Me I no send them all, no send them all. But thank God it's Friday, and I go rock 'em like my Friday. Oh, I'm so excited. So everybody, move your body. I see the Buneya, Buneya, Bunebenuya. I see the celebration.
Sweet as hell.
VOA Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
La paix, l'union et la solidarité en Côte d'Ivoire. Ça va aller. On a même négligé, maintenant c'est gâté. Notre pays qui avait tous ses fils unis, aujourd'hui est réduit à des conflits tribaux.
Des enfants ensemble. Savez-vous qu'ils sont condamnés à vivre ensemble dans cette Côte d'Ivoire que nous aimons tous?
Michel, Ibewe Draogo, Xavier Foué, Dano et Mathieu, Nicolas Yapi Hervé, ça c'est la famille magique.
Aulio, les données ont changé à cause du politique. Tu me tournes doyé. Nous sommes condamnés à vivre ensemble dans cette Côte d'Ivoire que nous aimons tous.
Heures sur 24, VOA Afrique.
What's gonna give you these flowers tonight?